Next patient is Moises Serrano. The last name is S-E-R-R-A-N-O. First name M-O-I-S-E-S. Clinical case of a 62-year-old Hispanic male that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 5. The patient has a significant proteinuria, more than 4 grams in 24 hours, and this is related to the diagnosis of focal sclerosing glomerulonephritis. Period. The patient has a stent in the right urinary tract due to the UP junction stone. Tomorrow, the patient is going to go to the Baptist Hospital to have the stent removed and give follow-up to the acute stone. Period. During the last visit, the patient medication was changed. He's feeling weak and dizzy.
Same to you.
And for the first time, the diastolic blood pressure is below 100. In the laboratory workup that we have on February 8th of 2024, the patient has a creatinine of 4.29, and estimated EFR that is 15 mL per minute. The BUN is 51. The serum electrolytes are within normal limits. There is no evidence of hyperkalemia or metabolic acidosis. Period. We are going to continue with the same medications for the blood pressure, which are the administration of Bumex, once a day, metoprolol, 100 milligrams PO, BID, minoxidil, 2.5 milligrams PO, BID. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia. The serum cholesterol remains at 270. The patient claims that he's taking the atorvastatin every single night. For that reason, we are going to increase the administration of atorvastatin to 80 milligrams every day. We're going to reevaluate this case in 2 months. We always give the indication that if he develops uremic symptoms like nausea, vomiting, shortness of breath, retaining fluid, extreme weakness, he's supposed to call us on emergency basis. Period. Following number, this patient has anemia with a hemoglobin of 11.8. I spent 12 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes with the patient, and 8 minutes in the documentation.